The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
What I'm reflecting on is that it is really good to have some constancy in a life, something that's constant. And when people are involved in doing a practice like mindfulness practice or Buddhist practice, the idea of constancy, something stays constant, is a very useful tool or practice that can support spiritual growth, that we keep something which is constant. So, for example, having a daily sitting practice, no matter what happens in our life, that stays constant. No matter what happens in our meditation, that stays constant. We do it. It's difficult, it's easy, it's confusing, it's happy. Just do it. Or maybe some other activity that we kind of keep a constancy. We always come back to that. And something that we do that's independent of our preferences. Because many people are very deeply biased by their preferences, what they like, what they don't like. And it kind of often runs the game for a lot of people. And so it's nice to do something which doesn't belong to the world of preferences. And some people have, there's many things in life that can be that way, that constancy. Sometimes a job can be that. The job, we keep showing up for the job, even when we don't want to, when we want to, when we like it, when we don't like it. Over the years, it's this constancy. Raising kids can be that. You show up for your kids whether you want to or not. You know, they need breakfast, you know, and you show up and you make it, and that's just constancy. So the value of constancy is a number of things. One is that because people are often following their preferences a lot and have these deep bias, that to do something which is always going to be the same, you're always showing up to do the same thing, can highlight a lot of what goes on in our minds and our hearts in a way that can't be highlighted if we're just following our whims, doing whatever we want. And when you just kind of follow your whims and you're relaxed and things are nice and you feel pretty empty and wonderful, it's very easy to kind of slide around things, avoid things, and miss out really what's really happening with yourself. And so if you have something which you have to do, you're committed to doing regardless of whatever else, then you have to face sometimes what we tend to avoid, or we have to face what we tend to ignore. So the constancy, you know, you show up and keep showing up and seeing. The other is that it can be a training that's kind of like classic analogy that I've heard is it's kind of like taming a wild horse. That one of the ways you tame a wild horse, apparently, is your first step is you tie a harness to it, a rope to its neck, and you tie that neck to a pole in the middle of a corral. And then the horse runs around and runs around and is wild and everything, but it can't get very far from the, it's tied to this pole, so it runs in circles. And eventually, running in enough circles, it calms down, slows down, and relaxes. So sometimes for us as well, there can be so much excitement and so much energy and so much wildness in our mind that, big part of what we're trying to do is to tame our own mind. And so constancy is one way to do that. If we just give in to our mind and let the mind do whatever it wants, it doesn't get tamed, it doesn't settle down. But by having something that limits it, limits our choices and what we do, we can sometimes have to kind of deal and settle down. So something like meditation, for example, sometimes a successful period of meditation is that you didn't leave the cushion. Because it can be so wild with restlessness and agitation and all these things. And so they have some commitment to the constancy. I'm going to sit there for this half an hour, for this 1 hour, however long it is. And in that container, it's kind of like a container, the sitting, your posture, in that you're going to kind of somehow stay in the corral until the mind slowly quiets down. Sometimes it's not a matter of figuring something out, understanding the mind and the forces in the mind. It's just a matter of not giving into it, just keeping it contained. I've had wonderful sittings where I felt very restless and just sat there and felt like these wonderful ping pong balls bouncing off the walls of inside my body, just energy kind of all around. And to just sit there and nothing I can figure out what to do about it, but I'm just committed to sit there. And the constancy of just staying present, something begins to settle and change. Something very important happens so I don't give in to my tendency to run away or give up. So I think the constancy of sitting, the sitting posture, of sitting upright for a certain period of time every day, being upright and being committed to this upright posture, and then no matter what happens, that's a constancy. We stay present, stay present, stay present. And some things get mirrored for us. We see ourselves, we see how we want to run away or how we try to avoid, or we see what we want and don't want. Sometimes much more clearly if we commit to having that constancy. And then also we see the kind of wildness and the agitation, the restlessness that might be there. And it gives it a chance for something to settle. If people don't feel agitated, sometimes constancy can allow something deep to settle. That can't be settled if it's something is always new. One of the things about the constancy of meditation, regularity of meditation practice, is that it becomes more and more ordinary and familiar. And it becomes like second nature to show up and just sit down and be there. It's almost comforting after a while, or familiar. And it allows something to settle. Some searching, some wanting, some sense of ego and self. And many people in life don't have a place where they can just let go in a very deep way. And many times in ordinary life, people are always searching and wanting and fixing and manipulating and trying to get something. And even in meditation, people are trying to do that. But if you sit and meditate long enough, eventually you work through all that. Eventually you can exhaust all that, hopefully. And then it becomes a familiar place. The constancy, the regularity gives a place that's familiar. And something can let go in a deeper way. And even if you're not agitated, it's still something deeper, kind of searching or seeking, can let go. And you can allow it to kind of settle more deeply into your heart. Constancy also develops strength. The ability to just show up and to stay present certainly cultivates discipline. And discipline, I think, is a very useful skill and quality to have. But it also develops other kinds of strengths, strengths of patience, strengths of perseverance, strength of showing up, just being willing to show up. It requires sometimes courage, and courage develops. It requires letting go and softness, and greater sense of softness can develop as we can just keep showing up. There's a lot of benefit to having something you do in life which is constant. And in our tradition, the thing we have is meditation. In other traditions and other people, they find other things that they kind of think that they show up for, and that's the constancy through their life that kind of supports it, the regularity. In some traditions, like when in the Zen tradition, they have all kinds of rituals that they do besides sitting meditation. That's the regular thing they do day after day after day. They chant, for example. And there's so much that happens, and the benefits that come, not because the particular ritual or the chanting is profound, but the fact that they just show up and they do that one thing over and over and over again. The value of constancy in an inconstant world. So I hope that that gives you something to reflect on, and also encouragement for those of you who into it to have a regular daily sitting practice.